Chapter 6.
I knew it was murder, Nance whispered as Garrity continued talking.
I hate to inconvenience you folks, but I'm afraid we'll have to do some more questioning. I'll have to ask you all not to leave town.
The crowd groaned. They were still waiting for word as to whether the documentary was going forward, but no one wanted to be required to stay if it wasn't. Violet rushed over to Nan's side.
Do you think it's true? She asked.
I'm afraid so, Nan said.
Lexi didn't think Nan's looked at all sorry about it. In fact, she looked gleeful.
Wait a minute. We don't know all the details yet, Jack pointed out.
Pshaw! I know a murder when I see one. The killer made it out to look like a suicide by putting poison in the drink and taking the pills, so it would look like Leonard took them all.
Nance glanced around.
Now, if we can just find someone with all those pills.
Oh, dear, Violet fluttered. I do hope this won't damage the hotel's reputation.
Her concerned eyes darted from Jack to Nance.
You two will get to the bottom of this, won't you?
I hardly think you need us.
Jack gestured toward Garrity.
Inspector Garrity seems quite competent.
Yes, but I don't know him, and I doubt he'll look out for me like you two will.
Nance patted Violet's arm.
Don't worry, dear, we'll look out for you.
She gave Jack the look. The one she used to give to Lexi when she was a kid, and she wanted Lexi to do something. Apparently, it worked on Lexi's husband, too.
Won't we, Jack?
Yes,
Jack sighed. Nance was a good amateur detective. She'd even been pulled in to consult on a few cases by Jack, and she, Ruth, Ida, and Helen had helped him solve more than one crime.
Shh!
Mrs. Pendrake leaned over from the next table to shush them.
The inspector is talking.
Garrity was still talking.
We'll need to reconstruct the night's events. So I want everyone to think about if they saw anything strange or unusual. Did anyone see anything outside Mr. Battaccio's room? Or anything at all suspicious?
You think one of us is the killer?
Someone asked.
One or more.
The crowd erupted in angry whispers. Helen scanned the terrace.
Maybe the killer will make a break for it.
Maybe he already did, Ida said. I don't see that mustache guy here.
Oh, no, he's not the killer. He's a nice man, Ruth cut in. I talked to him out by the irises. And he knows a lot about flowers.
Nan's eyes slid over to Ruth.
Just because he likes flowers doesn't mean he's not the killer, Ruth.
Shh!
Mrs. Pendrake looked at them sharply. Garrity was still talking.
We'll need to go over the timeline in more detail than we did this morning. Who saw Mr. Battaccio last?
We all did at dinner, Danny said. Remember, he told us all to go to bed early.
Garrity cocked his head to the side and squinted.
No, that wasn't the last time anyone saw him, because he had a drink brought to his room, didn't he?
That was her, someone pointed out, and everyone looked over to where Karen was fumbling a tray of dishes and mugs.
One mug slid off and shattered on the floor.
Hi.
Karen looked at Garrity meekly.
That was me. I brought him a drink.
Okay, then. I'll start my questioning with you, Garrity said.
The crowd quieted down as Karen walked off with Garrity, and then everyone started whispering. Violet's hand flew to her chest.
You don't think it was Karen? Why would she kill Leonard? She didn't even know the man.
He's just talking to her. That doesn't mean he suspects her, Jack said. She was the last person to be seen with Leonard, and she brought him the drink, which I assume must have had the poison in it.
He's just starting with her because it's the logical place to start. Nan's eyes narrowed.
I did notice that the girl doesn't seem to have very good waitressing skills. You said she was temporary help, didn't you, Violet?
Yes, that's right. She's filling in for my regular girl, Darlene. Darlene had to go out of town for her grandfather's funeral, and she recommended Karen. In retrospect, I should have just gone to the agency and gotten someone temporarily, but Darlene assured me Karen could do the job.
Lexi remembered how she'd caught Karen making that phone call in the kitchen. Karen had seemed upset that she'd been caught. Lexi wondered if she was upset because Violet didn't like people taking calls during working hours, or perhaps there was a more sinister reason.
Behind them, a chair scraped on the cement as Mrs. Pendrake scooted her chair closer to their table.
I couldn't help but overhear. Did you say that Darlene was out of town for her grandfather's funeral?
Yes, that's right, Violet said. She went to California and will be back on Monday.
Do you know her?
Mrs. Pendrake nodded.
Oh, yes. Darlene Cross, right?
Yes.
Mrs. Pendrake's gray eyebrows tugged together and her lips pursed into a thin line.
Well, that's very strange, because I took a trip into town for a new blouse this morning, and I saw Darlene at Ellerton's Fashions, and she was buying a mighty expensive outfit.